that you didn't realize there was a diamond in this skid steer, and that this skid steer is actually worth more than all the others put together. I went over to the broken doll, and I had cut the doll's heart, and I had stuck a diamond in that heart. And I reached in and pulled that diamond out. The diamond was held by a little handicapped boy. They can't talk, can't walk, can't whatever. I said, this heart is precious. We're talking here about destiny. Because unless we can embrace our gifts, there is no destiny. It is only when we turn and look at our gifts and praise God for them that He can start explaining to us what they're about. What our uniqueness in the cosmos really is. Somebody may sit here and say, everybody else except me has them. I got news for you. Every single human being is unique. There is no exceptions. Not a single one. Not a single. And when you relate one to another, you relate with respect, respecting the gift that is in each other. Moses is a very good example of this. Moses had a destiny, he had a purpose, he had a calling. He had an identity. He was born for a reason. He was saved for a reason. That reason was like none other in the world. Not all of our callings are that amazing. But he had one. And he comes out of university and he starts to practice his calling. And he landed flat on his face and went to the backside of the wilderness. What happened to the backside of the wilderness? I want you to get this. Because in this is where your patience in the journey and the voice of God come together. There was two things missing. It wasn't about him. It wasn't about his calling. It was about two things: preparation and timing. When the children of Israel led out of Israel, it was to the day it was supposed to be. And so it wasn't going to happen a day earlier. It wasn't going to happen a day later. It was to the day it was supposed to be. And what happened in the meantime was a preparation that was going on in Moses' life. Joseph is another prime example. Joseph was born with a purpose, with a destiny in him, with an identity. And so he goes out and he says, well, I had this dream. And somebody's going to say, well, he wasn't very smart. He got himself in trouble with his own dream. What did I tell you about the dolls? He should have hid his dolls, right? He said the dream. He got in trouble for it. Don't do that, right? Learn from the best of us. We hide our gifts. But he got in trouble. They hated him. They called him the dreamer. They abused him. What did he say in Egypt when he was tempted? He said, where's Egypt at? Egypt is in the middle of the worst of the occultism, the worst of whatever else. There he is, far from his own people. He says, how can I do this sin? before my God. His identity was secure. Now, I don't think that if you would have been counseling Joseph, and you walk, you're riding the camel with him, you're in Potiphar's house, you're in prison, you're in the palace with him, you're with him when he's there and his brothers come, and you're trying to explain to him all the destiny that he was living into, you'd have missed it. Because you wouldn't have understood that thousands of years later, there's a new Jerusalem coming down. The bride of Christ, you kind of would have missed that piece a little bit. And what actually happened through that whole time, God could have avoided the drought. That wasn't just about surviving a drought. It was about something far more. And if you look at the story, there was hard-hearted men that God had said, I am going to change their hearts. And all that stuff was about changing those people's hearts. I want to tell you what my calling is. This is very vulnerable. My calling in life is to prepare conservative Anabaptist people for what comes next. But there's two things I have to wait for. I have to wait for prep. I'm in a time of preparation, and I'm a time of timing. So I'm not out here trying to force my destiny on people. I'm just living into the timing.